From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Bob Woodward is in a familiar place. The author and Washington Post editor is again at the center of the national political conversation because of his latest book about the Bush administration and the war in Iraq. The book is called State of Denial. It's an account of a White House that Woodward says has become increasingly divided and insular, an administration that tries to shield the truth about the deteriorating situation in Iraq from the public and lawmakers.
Bob Woodward is with us in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'd like to begin with this July 10th meeting from the year 2001 in the news today. According to your book, Condoleezza Rice, then National Security Advisor, met with then CIA Director George Tenet and his counterterrorism chief, Kofor Black. Could you just give us a brief description of that meeting, what was going
on?
Well,
Tenet and Black felt that there was a lot of intelligence in the system that suggested al-Qaeda was going to attack somewhere. They decided, let's go ask for an emergency meeting, which they did, and they went to see her, and they laid out that, you know, they felt this was strategic warning. In other words, al-Qaeda is coming, but missing was when, how, where. And they felt they kind of got the brush off from Rice. Her position, I think, as she repeated today, was, you know, what do you do without the who, where, when? And there was a covert action plan in the works, as we know, to go after al-Qaeda. And a number of people felt, well, that was moving along quite well. So it's two different views of the same event, but it locked very much in the mind, particularly of Kofor Black, who was the counterterrorism expert. And he said later, we did everything but pull the trigger to the gun we were holding to her head.
Which is curious, given Condoleezza Rice's statements today. She has a very different characterization of this. She says she doesn't recall Tenet warning her about an impending al-Qaeda attack, and she says that she would, quote, remember that there was about to be an attack in the United States, and she said that, quote, the idea that I would somehow have ignored that warning, I find incomprehensible. What do you make of that?
Well, there were lots of warnings. They were going on all the time, and as she said, I think today, the Tenet was continually giving her warnings. I have the best account I could get. I understand there's more information that's going to come out about this, and people are looking into it, including the 9/11 Commission, which did not mention it in its report.
And
but it would
outrage.
Not be the first time there was a meeting in Washington where one group of people felt it meant the following, and another group or an individual felt it meant something completely different.
The White House has taken umbrage with this book. They've issued their own list of myths regarding State of Denial. And they said that you got it wrong on several fronts. And one of the things that they...
Well, they call them myths, mm-hmm. which is a very interesting formulation.
Myth.
Well, it's not a denial. Uh-huh. It says there's a myth.
Well, one of the myths that they note is the charge that the administration consistently withheld troubling news about Iraq from the public and also from lawmakers here in Washington, D.C. You say that the White House avoided telling the truth. Are you saying that they've lied to the public, to fellow lawmakers?
That's not a word I use. What I do is set out what's in the secret reports and what was said publicly, and there's a contradiction. President last spring was saying the terrorists are in retreat. That means that we're winning. They're getting less violent, or somehow they're retreating. And the secret reports around the same time say not only is it going to continue the level of violence in Iraq, but it's going to get worse in 2007.
You're talking about May 2006 now.
That's correct, yes. And that is a disparity.
Is the White House came back and said that, yes, the president did repeatedly warn the public, though, that there's a tough going, that this is a...
But there's a difference between saying tough going and they're in retreat. That means we're winning. Tough going means just what it says. Retreat means just what it says. And they're not the same. And they quote extensively from his Chicago speech, where he did say it was hard, but they leave out the quote, which he said, that the terrorists are in retreat. Well, Secret Intelligence says the exact opposite.
And what did it say?
It specifically said that they have the capacity to increase or continue and increase violence the next year.
Bob, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Bob Woodward, his latest book is called State of Denial, Bush at War, Part 3.